The Chinese foreign minister is calling for efforts to solve the conflict between Palestine and Israel with a just solution. During phone conversation with his Pakistani counterpart, Wang Yi suggested a failure to solve the Palestinian issue has led to the ongoing tension between the two sides. He called on United Nations Security Council to take on this role, stressing that a top priority for now is to stop the violence. Shah Mohammad Qureshi said that a conflict must be solved through dialogues, adding that Pakistan will continue to strengthen talks with China on the issue. Several countries are calling for an immediate ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. Egypt and Saudi Arabia say the prospect of a full-scale confrontation will have severe repercussions in the region. Jordan says Israel is responsible for the current escalation of tension, calling for the international community to act to stop the bloodshed. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in separate phone calls. The White House says Biden voiced concerns about violent confrontations. About 150 people have been killed in Gaza over the past week, including over 40 children. In Israel, about 10 people have been killed in Hamas rocket attacks. Protests have erupted in Europe against the Israeli offensive in Gaza. In London, protesters marched to the Israeli embassy chanting pro-Palestinian slogans and waving flags and banners, calling on the British government to take action in the wake of the latest clashes between Israel and Hamas militants. Demonstrators also took to the streets in Rome, Brussels, and Madrid to highlight the plight of the Palestinians. Iran's first vice president has signed up for the country's presidential election scheduled on June the 18th. Ishaq Jahangiri says he will seek sustainable economic growth and the removal of sanctions, adding that employment and redistribution of equitable wealth are on the agenda of his presidential campaign. Leicester City has won the FA Cup for the first time in club history, after beating Chelsea 1-0 in the final. Wembley Stadium welcomed 21,000 fans for the match on Saturday, and the brilliant goal of Yuri Tillemans in the second half brought the game to life. Manager Brendan Rodgers spoke highly of his players.
It was a dream of theirs to win the FA Cup, and we've been able to deliver that.
It was a fourth FA Cup final appearance in 5 seasons for Chelsea, but the Blues have won only one of those matches, beating Manchester United in 2018 for their 8th title. Novak Djokovic will face Rafael Nadal in a mouth-watering final at the Italian Open after he came through in 3 sets against Lorenzo Sonego on Saturday. This will be the 6th time the two players have battled it out in the final, with Nadal currently 3-2 up in the head-to-head record.